it's an essential. You know, it's an essential to the game plan. When you have those guys like Vaughn and Shaq and all those guys coming off the edge and D-Ware, you know, it allows that the quarterback sees that. He feels that pressure. So, naturally, he doesn't want to get hit by that. So, he's going to step up. And when he steps up, who's going to be right there for him? Me, you know, Vance, you know, Kilgo, all of us are going to be right there. He's going to fall right in our lap, you know. So, when you can have that type of edge rush and then you can have pressure coming up the middle, there's nowhere for that quarterback to go. Definitely, you know, I think they really found out that they had some problems, you know, to answer. Where who are we going to block? We're going to block 91. We're going to block, you know, 48. We're going to block, you know, so because you can't block us all. And that's a testament to Coach Wade's defense, you know, in the 3-4. You know, it gives you the ability to disguise, you know, so you can disguise the pressure, you know, so you never know who's coming. If it's going to be the Will coming, or the Sam dropping, or the Sam coming and the Will dropping, you know, or even one of us dropping. I dropped once last game, so. It's a great defense, man. Great defensive scheme.
You adjusted your weight. Are you comfortable now playing at this weight? It was a pretty
Yeah, definitely. I gained 15 pounds in this offseason. So I went from about 260 to 275, you know. So I could definitely feel it, you know, being a little bit heavier, but it was good weight, you know. So it was lean muscle mass, you know. So I was eating a lot of lean meats, a lot of rice. I was eating 6 meals a day, you know, with shakes in between food. I used to love eating. I stopped. I didn't like it anymore. I'm telling you right now. I was just inhaling it. It was just something, but it was something I had to do, you know. Coach Wade, you know, Coach Kolar said if I was going to play in this 3-4 scheme, you know, I needed to gain a little bit of weight to be able to hold down the 3 technique and with those double teams, you know. So definitely getting that extra weight, you know, helped me. But also I get to keep my speed, my agility, because I was working with Luke and all those guys. So I was just keeping up with that, keep running every day, keep running, so that I didn't lose a step, you know. So but I was able to maintain that weight, get heavier and faster and stronger. So I feel good out there. It was. I don't even know how many it was. It's some ridiculous amount. But I had a nice little another trainer that was helping me out too. That was, you know, feeding me, giving me meals, you know, and things like that, and give me a meal plan. So he took care of all that, and I just followed the instructions.
Have you ever had that focus in your diet to gain rather than to maintain or even drop?
Well, I mean, coming out for the draft, I gained about 5 pounds going from about 260 to 265. You know, coming out and coming here. Cause I knew I wanted to be it was better for the defense that we had with Jack Del Rio, you know, being a 4-2-5, being able to set that edge, you know, and then also being able to pass rush. So I gained about 5 pounds there, but it wasn't as much as this year, which was drastic, you know, gaining 15, you know, but, it was, like I said, it was all good weight, and, I'm definitely moving it well. I'm carrying it well, and I'm having fun out there just running around making plays.
When the defensive coaches first came in, before they told you,
yeah, I had a feeling, you know, that they might have done that, you know, but I just wanted to give them the option to do whatever they wanted with me, you know, because either way, I just wanted to play on this team, you know. So if they wanted me to play inside, I was going to play inside. They wanted me to play safety and drop 30 pounds, I'll do it, you know what I mean? That'd probably be easier than gaining 15, but having that, knowing that, you know, I could either play outside linebacker or play a 3 technique or a 5 technique defensive end, you know, I was going to give them, you know, the go ahead and just, hey, you just tell me what I need to do and I was going to get it done, which I did.
How much does an aggressive philosophy allow guys to just be athletic and not think? Because last night it looked like once Vaughn got that sack, it just created this energy of guys feeding off this idea of intense pressure, relentlessness. Does this scheme help feed into that, more athleticism, less thinking, and where you got to be?
Oh, no question. You know, it's a pretty simple scheme, you know, schematically, you know, what Coach Wade teaches, Coach Kolar teaches us, you know, and it's just as long as you play within the scheme that we give you, which is just very simple rules. You know, if you got to rush the B gap, stay in the B gap, you know, and then, you know, as the play develops, you can come under league late, you know, and go into the A gap, things like that. As long as you play within the scheme, you know, he just lets us cut loose because Coach Wade doesn't want us out there thinking, like you said. Coach Kolar doesn't want us thinking out there. Coach Kubiak doesn't want us thinking, just wants us to do the thinking out here on the practice field. And then when we get to the game, just cut loose, and playmakers gonna make plays.
How'd you feel last night? You waited a long time to play.
Oh yeah, I've been chomping at the bit, man. You know, so I had a lot of fun getting out there. making my presence known, you know, just being a menace in the backfield, which I like to say, you know, that's just my motto, just be a menace in the backfield. And as long as I'm doing that, I'm helping this team, and then that's going to eventually help us all to get to the championship. As long as we're all doing that on defense, hawking that ball, getting turnovers, you know, because then that helps our offense create short fields for them. And, you know, when Peyton has that ball, or even Brock, as we saw yesterday, Brock did an awesome job. And that's my guy, man. I was really happy for him to see him thrive out there, you know, and when things like that happen, we're going to win a lot of ball games. Yeah, no question. Brock, man, I saw him last year, you know, sitting behind Peyton, and just you can just see somebody who's super talented, very big guy. I'm used to being like one of the biggest guys in the room. When I look at Brock, I'm like, hey, how you doing, man? I'm looking up at him, you know, because he's a big dude, 6'8", you know, that's a big quarterback. So he has no problem seeing over the line. But he's also got it up here. He's mentally just sharp as a knife, you know. And he's understudy of Peyton, you know, and he's learning. You can see that. So now he's kind of branching out, and he's able to take charge out there. And he was commanding that offense and just marching down the field. I think they scored on every possession they had, you know, especially in that first half. So it's a really good thing to see for Brock, man, and I hope to see more of that in the future. I think people now see that we have a lot of weapons, man. We're really deep, you know, all the way from down to the ones, to the twos, to the threes, our backups, you know, our guys that are just sitting on the bench, or even, you know, our rookies and all that are even super talented, you know. So I think we did kind of show the world that we've got a super deep bench. And, you know, you hope you can keep them all, you know, but we all know that you can't, you know. So every day is an audition out there. And you're not only auditioning for this team, you're auditioning for all 32 teams. So if you're not playing here, you're going to be playing somewhere else, you know. So all you can do is just go out there and give it your best, you know, just we'll see how everything happens when the dust settles.
Kubiak talked about his philosophy in the offseason and workout program and camp was to narrow the gap between the starters and the backup so that you know, that depth is a little higher toward the front. Do you see that across the board, the guys are, you know, pushing the starters a bit and different positions?
Oh, no question. You know, you can see that on the D-line. You can see that on the O-line. You see that in the quarterback position, especially in the running backs and the linebackers, you know, the places where we have a lot of depth, you know, and the guys are just chomping at the bit to get those reps. And when you get those reps, you make the best that you can with them because, you know, because it might not come around again, you know. So when you get in there, especially during the game, you go full speed, 110 miles an hour, as I like to say, so that if that is your last play on that drive or for the game, you know you left your impression, you left it all out there on the field.
Okay, great. Thanks,
Kim. I appreciate it, guys.